Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Caster, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guest is Lee Henry. Hello, Lee.
Hello.
I feel like, though, I should really correct this. Today's special guest is Santa Lee. Hello, Santa.
Ho, ho, ho.
All right. For those who don't know, Santa Lee can often be found around the Russellville area. Is that true?
That is true.
All right. So tell us, Santa, how you came to be Santa Lee.
My fascination with Santa Claus really started when I was a toddler, and my grandmother made me my first ever Santa Claus suit, which at the time seemed more like just a children's costume, but it seems more like it was one of the first sparks that triggered my love of Christmas and Santa Claus.
All right. So is Santa Lee just a holiday thing that happens around December, or is it something that you do throughout the year?
I make it more open the time of the holiday, but with me, it's a yearly thing. I love Christmas more than any other holiday, and I wear Christmas clothing as much as I can. I listen to Christmas music frequently, and it does get a little much for other people, but they like it.
So. Yeah, yeah. So Santa Lee, so he makes a variety of appearances around the Jefferson City area during the year. So kind of talk to us about some of the events or things that you've been at to share the Christmas spirit with folks.
Well, I visited a nursing community where that was my first one. I was a Santa Claus at a local Dollar General store, and that was nice. This year, I will say, is going to be my biggest year because, like, I consider myself a rookie Santa, so I'm still starting out, but I am getting bigger this year.
All right. All right. More appearances are planned.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
One thing that I have been starting to do these past couple of years is something that's for my community. Me and my mom have started a little toy giveaway at our house. We decided to call it the Little Santa Big Heart Toy Giveaway. Me and my mom decided we wanted to give back to our community because we were going through a few rough patches, and they were so kind to us. They were so willing to help us out that we wanted to do something to thank them. And we decided that we were going to invite our friends to bring their kids, our church family, by our house where we had collected toys throughout the year, and we were going to give them out.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I was dressed as Santa Claus. We do it for two nights right close to Christmas, and we are going to do it this Christmas as well, and this is just our way of giving back to them.
What a beautiful gesture there. Russellville is a very giving community, and it's so wonderful to hear you doing that.
I believe every community is full of a good person. You just got to find it. You just got to share the goodness with them, and then they'll hopefully want to share it with somebody else.
Very well said. So now, I understand that becoming Santa Lee wasn't just a simple decision here. You actually went to Santa school. Is that true?
Yes, it is. This past fall, I attended the Charles W. Howard Santa Claus School in Midland, Michigan, and it was the best thing I ever could have done. I got to meet many, many wonderful people, many wonderful Santa Clauses. I really went to kind of like socialize, meet other Santas, but I actually learned a lot more than I thought I was going to, and I'm very hopeful to go next year.
So, you know, I have some magician friends who don't like to share the secrets of the business, but can you kind of explain to us some of the things you learned at Santa School?
Well, we learned some obvious things like wardrobe, makeup, how to handle kids. And we also learned very detailed things like how to respond to certain questions, like how to pick up a child the right way, how to pose with a child the right way. It's important how you look in the picture.
Yeah.
We also learned how to make toys. We did look-ins on the latest toys, so we have an idea of what the child might ask us for.
Oh. So Santa Claus has a list of those who are naughty or nice. Do you keep a naughty or nice list?
I basically like to think that every child is nice. There's no naughty children. I mean, like, they have naughty moments, but I don't think that makes them naughty per se. I think that everyone is good in their own way. They just need a little help to be better.
That's good, because I often sweat it, whether it's going to get switches or a lump of coal when Christmas came around. So that's good to hear. Speaking of toys, so I understand you also make toys.
I do. The thing I make the best and most is these little sock dolls, which I give out. I got a tutorial from a YouTube video I saw, and since then I cannot help but make so many dolls. I give them to residents at nursing homes, little girls at Christmas time. They make great gifts.
Yeah. So tell me maybe one or two stories of special visits you've had with folks where you got to share Santa Lee with them.
This one home visit that really got to me last year, it was for a friend of my church. She had these probably five kids, and I went there, and I was told that they had been informed that I was actually a Santa helper. So I was told I could take my beard off and all that if they wanted to. What I told the children, if they asked me questions about this, I told them that I was actually one of many, many real Santas who we are like a brotherhood, which is when you're Santa is the truth, because like we're a big family and I was one of the members. Basically, I told them the truth without causing them to lose their belief in Santa.
All right. So I've got a couple of kids who are adults now, but they always had some very interesting questions. So I will ask these questions to see if maybe Santa school or just you have a perception of some of these Santa facts here. So Santa makes it around the world all in one night, visits all the kids. How does he get down the chimney?
Well, this suit that I'm wearing, many years ago when I first met my elves, they gave me a magical fabric to which allowed me to, whatever it covered or whatever it held, would shrink down. This suit, whenever I want it to, will shrink down, and when it does that, it shrinks me down with it. And then I'll pop down the chimney, go in, deliver the presents, eat the cookies and the milk and all that, pop back up the chimney, and then I come back to my
normal size. Full size.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So you mentioned cookies. So favorite kind of cookies that you would want on Christmas Eve?
Well, it's Christmas, isn't it? I believe if I wanted any kind of cookie, it'd be a Christmas cookie.
A Christmas cookie. All right. All right. Milk or some other sort of drink?
Whatever they like. It could be milk. It could be hot chocolate. Hey, they could even go with Coca-Cola. You see ads with me holding Coca-Cola, so if that's true, why not leave it out for me to drink?
Well, there you go. That makes total sense. Favorite reindeer?
I don't pick favorites. They're my reindeer. I'm not going to pick them. Hey, I love them all, including Rudolph. Rudolph, just because he has that nose doesn't mean I have to favor him more than the others. Without them, I wouldn't be flying.
All right. Is there a Mrs. Claus?
There is not one currently, but just got to find her waiting for me under the mistletoe.
Okay. So, Santa Lee, as we wrap this up, I've got to ask, can you put in a good word for Lane and I with the big guy?
Well, I'll see what I can do, because you were both so kind to have me on your podcast, so I'll see what I can do.
All right, that's good to hear. Santa Lee, thanks for joining us today.
You're very, very welcome.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.